This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's an American.
Who knew?
We have our first American Pope. He's going to take the name Leo Exiv. Exiv.
Isn't that great?
Interesting choice for a last name.
I was watching, I was actually listening to the midday show in my car when we had first learned it was an American. I was like, oh my gosh, it's an American. Very few people, I think, saw that coming. And then I got home and watched some of the pomp and circumstance outside in the coverage on CNN and ABC. I will say this. The translator that ABC News used, were you listening to this, Dan?
No, I did not hear it.
I'm not so sure he was fluent in Italian.
Well, so as someone who used to be fluent in Spanish, obviously I couldn't stand and translate Italian, but it is very difficult.
It's a similar language, though. It's based in Latin.
But just in terms of translating in real time.
Yeah, okay. I don't think anyone at ABC, this is all I'm trying to say, Sam, I don't think anybody at ABC thought it was today. David Muir seemed, he said on a loop, I wonder if he likes Chicago-style pizza. You know, they were just grasping for something to say.
Well, maybe they weren't expecting to have to translate from English to Italian. Well, maybe they were thinking they were going to have to go the other way.
They had someone on there who was trying.
It is very difficult to translate in real time, especially because of the nuances of the language.
Sure.
Like, if you are directly translating word for word, you will stumble over certain things and you will misrepresent the message that is being delivered in that form.
That is correct.
And I'm actually not knocking it. I think in a weird way, it was charming is not the right word. I think it goes to show you how thrown off everybody was by this, that not only was it today, but that is for the first time an American Pope.
So I was watching MSNBC, literally delaying my arrival at work because I wanted to see it. You know, I didn't want to just hear it on the radio. I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Right? And I wanted to see the pomp and the circumstance. So over the last two nights, we watched Conclave on Tuesday night. Last night, we watched The Two Popes, which is about Pope Benedict resigning the office and Pope Francis ascending to the office.
Yep.
It's a great movie. Both movies are great.
Is it a documentary or?
It's a movie.
It is a movie, but
based in historical fact.
Docudrama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And you see how Francis, when Benedict told him, I'm going to resign, and Francis was not the odds-on favorite to get the position of Pope. And Francis, but he and Francis were good friends. And he's telling Francis, I'm going to resign. And Francis is Pope, who would become Pope Francis, is begging him not to. Nobody's done this in 1,000 years. You're gonna shatter the Catholic Church. You have to stay as Pope. And Pope Benedict is saying, I don't feel the connection with God that I once did. And I can't remember the last time I heard from God. And Francis is just begging him, don't do this. And he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Francis, when he gets elected Pope, is like, may God never forgive you for being alive while I'm the Pope, you know, because now we have two Popes.
Well, I am going to go, and you highly suggested I watch Conclave.
Yeah.
You are the third person in as many days to tell me that. One of the girlfriends I was with this morning said, we watched it last night. It is outstanding.
I watched it last night.
Did
Conclave.
You too?
It's great, isn't it?
It is a fantastic film. Just know that it does not happen in four votes in the movie.
Yes, I will. Yes. Take that under and advisement.
The ending, it's a long movie. You never. No, it's not. It's two. It's 2 hours long. It's a ma'am.
Medium.
Ass movie.
Well, it's a slow moving art film that debuted at the Telluride Film Festival. So I'm actually surprised that you were really into it. But it's a really good movie.
Yeah, if you're looking for sex, drugs, or violence,
no,
it's not in there.
Mm-mm. It's just a good, solid film. That
it really is.
We read yesterday some of the cardinals or bishops that were too young to have ever voted for Pope watched Conclave for some sort of historical understanding of what it might be like, because the movie is based loosely on historical record of what goes on behind those closed doors.
Well, and there were cardinals that watched it who had been part of a conclave in the past and said, this is very, very accurate of how it goes down.
A political thriller, basically.
So Vegas will bet on anything.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. And in fact...
How much?
Well, hang on.
How much did you win?
The odds were on whoever the... Sam, can you look up who the Vatican Secretary of State was? I believe it's like... Perloni or something like that. He was the odds-on favorite in Vegas with a 23-24% chance of becoming the next pope.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
Parolin, that's right. He was the favorite.
Okay.
There was, and then there were like the cardinal from the Philippines was number two. There was another one from Bologna, Italy, who was number three. There was a guy, this was the one I wanted to win, Pizza Gala.
Pizza Gala.
I wanted Pope Pizza Gala.
Really?
He was number five. Robert Prevost, who is now Pope Leo XIV. The betting odds on him in Vegas, 2%.
Two.
Dark horse.
So if one were to gamble on something of that nature, one would have, you know, maybe... brought home a significant payday if you threw $1,000 down.
Pope Francis in 2012 was a 4% chance.
I was just about to say, we can't look into how many votes people got in the past because they burn all of those voting cards immediately after they are submitted. However, the story has always gone that it is never the odds-on favorite that ends up getting the call.
You're right, Sam. The old adage is, if you walk into the conclave a pope, you will walk out a cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
You never win if you think you're going to win. And I remember watching MSNBC today when the word was coming out, and word had not been given from the balcony at the Vatican. It was just being handed out to the news media. And Chris Jansing on MSNBC goes, literally, and I'm paraphrasing, but close enough to be dangerous. She's handed a piece of paper, and you can hear it. And she goes, "Oh my. This is amazing. The next pope is an American. The first ever American."
See, I missed that.
Yeah. Remarkable.
I was in my car right after they made the announcement.
Texter, you are correct. The XIV stands for 14. It is a Roman numeral. He is Leo the 14th.
No, his name is Leo Exiv.
Stop it.
By the way, the fifth or fourth most popular papal name.
Oh, let me guess.
Is Leo the fifth?
Leo most popular? It's either the fourth or the fifth, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the list in front of you?
I can pull it up really quickly.
I truly am happy for my Catholic friends. I know that this is a day of significance. And,
got it.
You know, even people who weren't Catholic were in town for this, Scott. They interviewed a woman from New York that said she started crying. It was moving.
I might go to a Catholic church on Sunday just to see how it's handled.
You can come with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when I do go, it's Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Well, I'm not going there.
Right down the street from my house.
I mean, it is a fascinating
ritual
thing. Not just the ritual,
really,
but the
is.
History of it, because this is the oldest organization on the planet.
Religiously.
I think any organization.
Leo is tied for fourth, by the way.
Okay, let me guess. Pius has to be in the top five.
Pius is fifth.
Francis has to be up there.
Pius is. Francis is not in the top.
Francis, he was the first. Gregory?
Gregory ties for second with 16.
John?
Number one overall, 23, Pope Johns.
Pope John the 23rd. So we're missing number three.
Well, you're missing whoever tied for second, number three, and a tie for fourth.
And I've already said Pius.
What
that
about
was fifth?
Chad.
Chad is not. Nope. Pope Chad.
Doug.
Coming back to zero on that one.
No other pope has ever taken the name Peter.
Well, that'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
Is there a Matthew or a Mark?
So also tied for second with 16 would be Benedict.
Okay.
That's right. Dang it.
Coming in third with 14, Pope Clement.
Clement.
And then
I believe it's Clemente, but okay.
Well, there is no E on the end.
Okay.
Then I stand corrected. Tied for fourth with Leo at 13 times is Pope Innocent.
Wow.
You know what I found weird is the church, the Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years. They've only had 267 popes. What is the math on that?
Well, you talked about this yesterday, Scott. One of the earliest popes, you know, hundreds of years ago, they elected a 12-year-old.
Yeah, 12
so
years.
So yeah. That's going to knock down the overall number if there was someone that led that church for 60 years or you know, what have you.
It didn't start at the year zero on the calendar, if you will. The organization of the church came later with the popes.
All right, so let's make it 19. Peter was the first pope. Did they do that retroactively?
Peter was the first pope. He was also the longest serving pope at 34 years. Oh, he served up until 67 AD, or depending on which calendar you follow, 64 AD.
Which is when he was crucified upside down.
The second longest serving pope, Pope Pius IX, 31 years.
Huh.
He was in the late 1800s. Pope John Paul II, the third longest, served until 2005 at 26 years.
Well, I take it back. So the average pope has served 7.5 years.
Yeah.
With some of those in the early days skewing the average a tad.
Right.
And then, my guess.
And as we mentioned yesterday on the show,
you have to be a certain age.
There was one pope, John Paul I, who served, what, 32
days? Yeah.
Yeah.
Much more stability in recent decades, if you will, but go back into the history, and it's more tumultuous.
The shortest serving pope, Pope Urban VII.
Didn't make it a day, did he?
13 days, died before consecration.
Oh.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.